Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning in. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, and I have the pleasure of spending some time in the studio with Ryan Frank, who was a local resident of Sharon, at least a part-time resident of Sharon, Connecticut, and now he's a full-time resident of Brooklyn, but he misses us, so he comes up and visits the area every
That's
now
right.
and then. Thanks for staying, Ryan.
My pleasure.
So, Ryan, we've been speaking for a couple of weeks now, and we've spoken about each other's creative process. What is creativity? What is an artist? I don't know if there's a right answer. And as we were talking earlier, but I didn't tell you because I was saving it for this. You know, it took a long time for me to become comfortable with my deep innate desire to express. For a long time, I was very uncomfortable with it, for whatever reason. I was interested in the reasons. Now, at this stage of my life, I'm just not interested in the reason. It's just something that I have, and I'm very, it's very alive and active. So through photography, through food, through writing, which the latter I do very little, but I find it a great means of expressing oneself. So I no longer am ashamed or uncomfortable with that desire. What interests me is what it is that I'm trying to express. What is it that is inside of me? What is it that I am processing? And what is it that I want to say? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's very, very important. I just don't want to say anything. You know, whether I'm taking a photograph of sunrise and the barn, and there is a feeling that is evoked inside of me, is the photo conveying what I feel? You know, when I'm at the farm and I see the vegetables, or I can dance with the flavors, when I come back to the restaurant, am I able to put those flavors together on a plate and have a part of me expressed? And that's when I feel really alive and excited, and I think, God, life is grand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course.
You know, so I think you probably relate as an artist.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me a little bit, share with us some of your creative process or the process that totally excites you and makes you feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
And the days that you're like, oh my God, I cannot do anything. And if you can weave in the importance of what you gain from an artist residency.
Well, that's a great question.
I know it's a loaded question.
It's a long question.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, my
like when do you
process,
feel most alive?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I probably feel most alive when I am out in the world. That can either be on a hike, on a drive, on a walk, in nature, in the city, out photographing what I see, discovering what's in front of me, seeing something that I've seen before, but in a different light, a different perspective, a different time of day. And then that's sort of, I think, the basis of my practice as an artist is the photographs that I take. But then ultimately, the more important part is then what I end up doing with them.
You just returned from Wyoming, a residency of 4 weeks, 6 weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks at the Gentel Art Residency.
Gentel Foundation,
Gentel
outside
Foundation.
Of Sheridan.
I follow you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some of the vistas, the early morning sunrises,
mm-hmm.
The dusk, the sunset. I mean, it was amazing what you experienced. Real quickly, did you spend a lot of time outside, or did you spend a lot of time that in your studio?
Well, at the residency, one of the things that was so great about it was all my needs were there.
Right.
You know, it was this beautiful house I was living in. I had this beautiful studio.
Right.
On this sort of isolated piece of land that I was able to go and roam in. So I had a real routine there. And getting back to your original question, one of the things that I think really sustains me in my art practice is routine and structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm typically not a morning person. I like to work late into the evening.
Yeah.
So I would often sort of have a sort of slow morning, and I stretch, I meditate. Those are two things that I do daily and I think really, really sustain me in my practice. And I would work in the afternoons and then typically take a break in the late afternoon.
When you say work in the afternoon, you worked in the studio?
Work in the studio,
or
yeah.
Is going out and exploring and sort of finding inspirations, finding feelings in the environment next to you. Do you consider it part of work, or is work at the desk?
Oh, absolutely. It's part of work, but I think it's a different type of work.
Right.
So I would usually go out toward, well, in the middle of my day, which would be towards the end of the day. The lit day, sunlit day.
Yeah, because your day starts about at 10, 11.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
I'm very much unlike you. I'm an early riser.
I know, because I would wake up and see your Instagrams. You've already been up for 6 hours. But going out and shooting, at dusk as the sun is setting, you know, it's what in photographers sometimes refer to as golden hour.
Golden hour, yeah, of course.
Because the light is so lush and kind of magical then.
It caresses, you know, the world.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Kisses
it just
the world.
Exactly, exactly.
As opposed to the middle of the day sun that just like bangs on everything.
Yeah, in the middle of the day, I mean, it all depends where you are, but you know, at noon, I mean, things, you know, you get the most light, but sometimes that's not what you want. Sometimes, like, you know, a cloudy day is great light for photography. But I would often go out towards the end of the lit day and photograph, and then come back and make some dinner, and then go back to work and go through my photographs and work on photo renderings. I did drawing when I was there. I read books. The thing that was really beneficial, I think, was being removed from the outside world. And not to say that I was totally isolated.
Yeah.
But I didn't have cell phone service there. I had internet, so I could communicate with people, and I checked the news occasionally, but I tried to kind of stay away from that and just kind of stay focused on my work as much as I could.
Yeah.
And the thing that's been, I've done a few residencies now, and I think the thing that I've noticed all of them, it's great to have many things you want to do, but nothing that you have to do.
Right.
And to allow, you know, that time to just be nourishment, discovery. And really, every residency I've done has, I think I've ended up doing things that I didn't expect. And I've ended up...
Give me an example.
Well, when I was...
Quick
when,
one.
When I went to Iceland 2 years ago, I thought I was just going to photograph when I was there. And then I ended up doing this whole series of photo collage that really led me to do some of the Photoshop renderings. And I think in some ways, sort of in a roundabout way, led me to start doing the window renderings, which then led to a whole new series of work of actual installations and the state flags, which I did on another road trip.
Right.
So I think that there's, it's a privilege to be able to go and do residencies. But most of them, or many of them, are funded by benefactors who, you know, have created spaces for artists and writers to come and live and work. And it's really due to that patronage, that generosity, I've been able to go and work in these places.
Yeah. So do they help you give up control?
I think they do, in that you know, they give you a place to work and sometimes they feed you. It's a, at Gentel at least, it was an environment where, you know, you kind of didn't need anything else and you were just left with yourself and your work and however you wanted to spend your time. One of the things that I loved when they said there, they said, you know, you're here for the next month. You can work every day and make a ton of work. Or if you just want to read a book and take a nap, that's fine too.
Of course.
And I think there was something that was really, I mean, I did all those things.
Sure.
But there was something really liberating about, I think, not having pressures.
You know, as I told you, I've been reading Joan Didion.
Yeah.
I'm sort of late in discovering her and reading her. And I was intrigued by her suggestion of spend more time alone.
Mm.
And as a natural extrovert, spending time alone in quiet is not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to learn to do that, especially as a kid and as a man who's lived in urban centers most of the time. And as you know, winters here, you can be inside for 3 days in a row.
Of course.
So how is not only spending time alone, but quiet time feed you, nurture you?
Oh, I mean, I've learned to appreciate solitude. I think it was one of the things that I gained from being up here. It's one of the struggles of living up here, quite honestly. I mean, I started coming up here when I was in my mid-20s, and it was a real, I think, kind of shock to my system. I mean, it was refreshing in a way, but it was also so different.
And well, I think also from New York City,
from New York
NYU,
City, yeah.
Brooklyn. And
yeah,
then,
yeah. And then, so I sort of was in this really high-energy place, and then would come up here, and it was very solitary. And when I was up here, you know, it was something that I think I learned to deal with, and I learned to appreciate. And I think there's the process.
What did dealing with mean to you?
Well, I think keeping myself entertained, keeping myself focused. Mm-hmm. I think that was a period when I really learned to appreciate routine, stretching, meditating, walking, photographing, the time spent driving, and taking advantage of what I saw and seeing.
What does that mean, taking advantage?
Well, I guess what I mean is, I mean, as we were talking about earlier, of sort of seeing, having the same drive every week, that same commute, and then sort of anticipating these points in my journey that I really appreciated and would look forward to.
Yeah.
And then ended up photographing, and then ended up using those photographs in work. It was that repetition and that structure that I think really led me. And this was over a period of years, you know.
And the environment ends up having a sense of personality for you.
Absolutely. I think the other thing is that really sort of giving in to the environment that I was living in. I think doing a residency, one of the things that is so transformative is that, you know, when you're in a place that's foreign to you, it affects who you are, it affects how you think, it affects what you make. So, you know, and not resisting that, but just letting that sort of play its course. That was the greatest advantage of being out in Wyoming. And I think in retrospect, one of the things that I really benefited from living up here.
Ryan, I feel like we could have like another 3-4 segments. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you and understand your work and understand what feeds you that allows you to reflect. And as you reflect the various stages in your life, the work that has been expressed. It's been really wonderful. I have one question for you.
Sure.
Without thinking too much, what's your favorite season?
Spring.
Why?
Why? Because it's, I'm from California. I kind of love the heat, but I think I love the anticipation of the heat and sort of leading into it. May. I love May. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I love spring as well, but the reason is because of hope. It has the anticipation of hope, and you don't know what is going to happen, but new life is starting.
Yes.
It's been great to get to know you, and we really appreciate our listeners for having tuned in. This is Serge from Serevan and Flavor Matters, and I've had the pleasure of chatting with Ryan Frank. Thank you again, Ryan, for coming.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, Serevan.com on the web.